This is VOA News via Ryan Roberts. World Health Organization officials declared Monday Europe needs some, quote, serious acceleration, end quote, in the fight against the coronavirus. But the WHO is still optimistic European countries will not need to go into national lockdowns. Britain's government will put Nottingham and some neighboring towns in central England into its highest COVID alert tier starting Thursday, the BBC reported. Earlier Monday, Britain's health ministry said the town of Warrington in northwest England would go into its highest COVID alert tier starting Tuesday. The higher alert level bans people from socializing with those outside their household and closes many bars and pubs. The health ministry said travel as part of a longer journey or for work, education, or caring responsibilities is okay under this tier. Life in Australia's second largest city is slowly about to return to normal after more than 3 months under stifling restrictions imposed in response to a second wave of COVID-19 cases. Victoria State Premier Daniel Andrews announced at a news conference Monday, hospitality in Melbourne can reopen, but restrictions on numbers remain.
PM, Tuesday the 27th of October, all retail will open. Restaurants, hotels, cafes and bars, they will reopen as well. Indoor, there'll be a maximum of 20 people seated with 10 people per space.
A campaign by Manchester United striker Marcus Rashford to feed England's poorest children during school holidays has turned into a political football, throwing the spotlight on increased poverty during the coronavirus outbreak. He did this politics, this is humanity, and after Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government voted against a proposal to give free meals to the vulnerable youngsters over holidays this week. This is VOA News. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she still wants to work on a coronavirus relief bill in Congress. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
With just over a week to go until the November 3rd election, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's not giving up on passing another coronavirus relief economic package. The Democratic leader, appearing on CNN Sunday, says she sent the Trump administration a list of concerns on Friday and was told she'd have answers today. Before Pelosi spoke, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said the administration has made many offers, but Pelosi, quote, continues to move the goalpost. I'm Shelley Antler.
The White House planned a Monday night celebration of the Republican Senate's expected confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court a month after a similar event was linked to a COVID-19 outbreak that preceded President Donald Trump's own infection. The U.S. Senate is expected to confirm Judge Barrett to a seat on the Supreme Court in a vote late Monday. While Democrats have fiercely opposed the conservative jurist nomination, Trump's fellow Republicans hold a 53-47 Senate majority, and her confirmation to a lifetime post on the court seems assured. If confirmed, Barrett would be the third justice on the 9-member court to be nominated by President Donald Trump and significantly tip its ideological balance toward a 6-3 conservative majority. With 8 days until the U.S. election, President Donald Trump Monday wooed voters in Pennsylvania, a battleground state he won in 2016. It's also a state crucial to his chances of defeating Democratic challenger Joe Biden and winning a second term. The Republican president told cheering supporters in Allentown, quote, "We win Pennsylvania, we win the whole thing," end quote, predicting victory in a state where opinion polls show he is trailing Biden. More than 60 million Americans already have cast ballots ahead of the November 3rd election in a record-breaking pace that could lead to the highest U.S. voter turnout by percentage in more than a century. Dozens protested Monday outside the French embassy in Baghdad after a pro-Iran faction called Iraqis to slam French President Emmanuel Macron's defense of cartoons depicting the Prophet Muhammad. A cleric at the rally demanded an quote, apology to all Muslims. The Prophet is a symbol of Islam and Muslims, and visual depictions of him are strictly forbidden. Factory workers chanted slogans, students and pensioners took to the streets, and police detained dozens Monday as the Belarusian opposition sought to ramp up pressure on veteran leader Alexander Lukashenko with a nationwide strike. Lukashenko defied an ultimatum to surrender power by midnight, challenging his opponents to carry out a threat to paralyze the country.